another soldier. We follow.
Yes.
But still, we shall be careful, as I told, that I am a weak man. Before going to attend the TB patient or a serious patient, if I feel some weakness, I shall intimate to my master that he may change, for the time being, he may change my habit of working, of serving. But I shall have to keep it in mind. I must have to be sufficiently strong that I shall be able to attend that serious patient also. He may be a prostitute, he may be a decoy, he may be a wealthy man. I shall approach him for the service of Krishna. Must be bold enough, healthy enough, and I must not be a trespasser in the middle, on the way, taking things to Krishna on the way, I shall take it. And I shall become a taker and faithful sergeant. ক্রীড়া করিতে পারে কাম ক্রোধে সাধকে যদি হয় সাধু জনার সঙ্গ নর্তম ঠাকুরকে নেগেটিভ সাইড দি টেম্পটেশন সাইড অ্যান্ড দি পজিটিভ সাইড দি গার্জিয়ান নর্তম ঠাকুরকে ইফ উই হ্যাভ ইফ উই গট দি ফেভার অফ ভেরিয়াস পার্সনেজেস দেন হোয়াট দিস ট্রাভেল টেম্পটেশন ক্যান ডু মিন ক্যান্ট ডু এনিথিং In my guardian, is very careful, very strong, very diligent. And when you're working under him, then no temptation can do any harm to us. That is the key of life. That's it. Generally, according to our capacity, we shall try to move. Very young. But at the same time, we shall keep in our mind that our to attain our highest position, it is necessary that I should be able to do to deal with all the serious things of the most serious advice and disagreement. The wholesome conversion must come within me that I am. Servitor and not master. That is, not only in this case, in the case of fame also, name and fame, that is the subtle most dangerous enemy. Name and fame, Pratistha, the highest enemy. The highest and subtle at the same time. The Pratistha, to take the name, the credit, to one's own self, and without giving it to the Guruji. The greatest enemy is there. And it is very difficult to detect it. Gaul Hari Gaul, Gaul Hari Gaul, Gaul Hari Gaul, Gaul Hari Gaul. Kanak Kamini Pratistha. Three classifications. Kanak Kamini and Pratistha. Fame, female, and the money, Profit. No F in money,
Profit.
No, beginning with F, wealth, beginning with F,
Fortune
is a comprehensive. That includes everything. It's not money, only.
How do we detect that within ourselves?
The
Pratistha, how do we detect it within ourselves?
That is internal perception. Our continuous thankfulness to Guruji, that is coming from upward. I have got nothing. I have got no position. It is my present position is always depends on the mercy of my Guruji. To remain on that plane of thinking. It may be withdrawn any moment from me. May be withdrawn. It is not a fixed thing in me. Not as a matter of right. But only extended grace in me. The moment it is withdrawn, I am nowhere. It is all He, Sarvashakti, Aham Tatastha Shakti, no capital. However, I am working on the capital of my Master. I have got no capital of my own. To realize that. Without His help, without His grace, I am darkness. My faith is dark. As long as He extends His grace in me, I can see. Light is gone, the eye is helpless. Helpless. It is the position to realize such position. By my birth, it is not birth right, by my birth I am a Tatastha Shakti, marginal potential. And whatever I found, the gracious extension of Sarvashakti in me. It is their work, it belongs. The wealth, the property belongs to them. To my Guru, Vaishnava, they are property. But at the same time, those that are thankful, that never occur. Such cruel activity can never be seen. And they are rather busy to extend their circle. And they know how to withdraw. That is our solace, our consolation. But not as a matter of right I can demand. No demand, no challenge. Challenging spirit towards the Vaishnava must be eliminated forever. Living under grace. Living under grace. Asadi Bhuji, Uttishta Bhuji no Dhaka. We are entered into only to test the remnants left by the Vaishnava. Tarubhu Bhukta Sadgan Bada, Vasulankarte Uttishta Bhuji no Dhaka. Nandita, Yagya Shishta Asino Santu Uttyanti. On the remnants, we have to check and be on that. Paru Bhaggu Bhujiji. Paru Bhaggu Bhujiji. Just as the custom and the law of the Hindu law, Arjo, Sanskriti, the position of the females, no right is given to them. The whole right with the man, nothing with the women. But as their affection and the serving spirit, they hold the respect, the key to all respect. The respect of the son, the affection of the husband, they enjoy like anything. But externally no right is given to them in the law. Or on the society, but the ladies, they hold the superior and the very honorable position in the eyes of the society. The mother, the wife, the daughter, but no right has been given to them by that. পিতা রক্ষতি কৌমারী ভত্তা রক্ষতি যৌবনে বার্ধক্যে চুত রক্ষে নস্ত্রী সাত সমাপনে হাত মনুষ্যে নারী এই The father will protect them, and each, the husband will protect them, and old age, the son will protect them. More than God, they get your respect from the society more than God is. But externally, no right. The whole potency holds such position to Krishna. It is huge, but by the power of prayer, by the power of affection, not any external right, they do not care for that. But only through affection and loving service, they command the whole family. The potency aside, aspect of Krishna, they don't want any life, no force, no power. But the power, the subtlest power, the power of affection, the power of love, the power of service, that is considered to be the highest power. We are going to give up. Give up your, legal power or any physical power. Won't care for that. Shakti is that. Gold, hoodie, gold, hoodie, gold, hoodie, gold, hoodie. That is the other book, isn't it? I feel proud when I say all this. Ashutosh Mukherjee was wanted by the government to go to England several times. But his mother did not allow. So he told me, my mother does not allow me to go to foreign, I can't go there. So many instances here. The mother controls the son. Taking the feed dust of the mother, they can do anything and everything, they feel like that. The affection, the love, what power can power fail? So Mahaprabhu said, to give this and that to me, said to God, that is self-deception. The love, love of Krishna praying. That is anything and everything, that is all in all. I am spending money, using your physical force, all these things. Love is the real essence of any existence. And offer that to the Lord. And to that, come to the plane of love. The plane of love that God has around him, Krishna around. God is there, Krishna. God takes the form of Krishna and the plane of love, and that is the most fundamental and the most subtle plane behind all this apparent creation of different emotions. So come to that plane, try to penetrate into that plane where God is Krishna. And the paraphernalia is Vrindavan. Anyhow, try to have admission there, in that place. The most happiest form of life you will find there. Mercy is more beautiful than justice. We cannot blame justice. Justice. Is justice. How you can move, how can we cannot think of blaming the spirit of justice? How can we break? But there is mercy over justice. We can't deny that. But who can extend mercy, who has justice, he must have such power that he can compensate. Has the power of compensating. Then he can grant his mercy. From such aspects of the law. That is to love, affection. There he wants to be anyhow. Mahaprabhu came to show that he is the brain for which he tries. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, that no time the intelligentsia of the world will come to understand that this is the highest conception of our attainment, of all humans, even for other creation also. The intelligentsia cannot be misguided for long by so many other propositions of the highest attainment of man. A partial assessment. This Christianity, this Islam, this Buddhism, and so many things are going in the name of religion. The solution, in the name of solution, highest solution of our life. But what Mahaprabhu has done is very soon it will be detected by the intelligence of the world. And all will flock under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Dev and in the glory of Mahaprabhu and Krishna. What do you think? And the Prabhupada began that, and Swami Maharaj has actually well done. And we are all to complete that mission. We are almost finished our generation.
Can you tell us how you happen to meet Bhakti Siddhanta?
You want to?
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is Saki.
For my case, I may say, when I was a student of fourth year class, suddenly I met a boy. I was in the fourth year and he was in the first year. My inclination was of twofold nature. When I came in association of the college students in the hostel, before that I heard about an appreciation of the East Bengal students. They had sacrificed the country, etc. That was told to me by one of my cousins. So the hostel had generally the East Bengal students we also took our seat there. And I found two sections of students. One section when there is a patient and the other physically they run to meet that. Another section who are engaged in meditation and taking men, sandha, etc. But they hate to attend the patient, etc. But one boy I found who is engaged in two departments. He engages himself in meditation, in sandha, etc., taking the name, singing the praise of the Lord, as well as if any patient is there, he forgets his class and his study and the things to patient. That attracted me towards him. And I tried to mix with him Then one morning we are going to the jungle for cleansing mouth to take brush from the branches or so. In course of talk, he told suddenly about his father. But that gentleman was of this type. I protested. That gentleman is for your father. A respectable father, he said, that gentleman, Sri Bhadraloka. Then he told, yes, I should not have mentioned him that way in your presence. But ultimately, my father, it is really so. Only in this life I have come to him, for higher I was in previous lives. Only he is a gentleman to me, I came in his house in this life. That anyhow, just the fine cord in me, and I began to think, yes, it is right thought, that everyone, all strangers, the father, mother, brother, and this house, yes, everything is simple as a connection. And I am wandering in this hard meeting, that sort of impression came in my intense thought. And the whole world was just like empty, fully empty. At that time, that boy, anyhow, connected me with the life of Mahaprabhu. Anuninaichari and Lord Gauranga, the writer of Lord Gauranga and Anuninaichari in Bengali and Lord Gauranga in English, Sri Kumar Ghosh, the founder of Amatavaja Patrika. He gave me this. And in my empty mind, I drank fully in the life of Mahaprabhu. Much pleasure. And my attraction came towards Mahaprabhu's life. Before that, of course, I think that on previous life also some attraction. My mother connection, we found there is connection, was connection with Mahaprabhu. My father's family, they are empty Gauranga. Mayai, this was Brahmacian, and the goddess worshipper, Bhakti worshipper, and the strictly smart, that is, the Kalkarmi, good Satkarmi, not Kalkarmi. But anyhow, I have connection. Then I wanted to a good connection with the devotees of Gauranga. I searched also for such a sadhu to get accept as my guru, but I was not satisfied. Anyhow, then I went to study law at Calcutta. Then joined the non-corruption movement of Gandhi within the college. Then after six years, the movement arrived, then temporary stopping. I, of course, joined only temporarily, not because my faith, I thought that it is already tied with Mahaprabhu. So I cannot give anyone my whole life energy. So, temporarily I did that. I was in charge of Gurudev. The founder of Bhavastivarsam, Paramananda, same age. So that boy was in his connection. So I met him also, but he was a Kurmi. He tried his best to take me within the sport. I asked him, no, my head is already sold. to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He told that yes, I also recognize Gauranga Mahaprabhu to be highest. First, the Vairagya, Vairagya, what is Vairagya? Indifference, renunciation of Buddha, and then the discussion of the Vidam Sankara, the Dhyana Arjana, and the highest stream of Sri Chaitanya. Otherwise, the stream will be misunderstood by the ordinary people. That he told. I was very much pleased to hear that. But I put in this question, he said the first Buddha and then Shankara and then Chaitanya. But Chaitanya did not say that if you want to come to me, come through Buddha and Shankara and then to me. He has not said. He said, wherever you are, you can take the name with the company of the sadhu and they will come to me. He does not say you have to become Buddha and then become Shankara and then you will come to me. He did not say so. So he was silent. I asked him, if you have some siddhi, you please say, where is my guru? Then he gave some idea to go to that gentleman. I, by his request, I came there, but I did not find him present. That's all enough. Yeah. Then one day I found that the placard, and there will be a 1 month festival in Gauriya Math, at one number one Uttar Dhyanchan Road, near Parishnath Temple. I went to visit that. Gauriya then must have some connection with Sri Chaitanya. And the found there men educated and the gentle men's association, well studied in scripture, and also very good practices. In our family, of course, no intoxication, and so many pure practices are there. I found it there also. And also, what attracted me most, deep knowledge of scripture. I had some study, but still I felt that I am in lower position about the knowledge, as the knowledge is concerned about the Gita, Bhagavat, and the Mahaprabhu, etc. That attracted me. I then began to go there, gradually, and to hear, and gradually inspired that there were some objections in the beginning, and that I found that they are true. My conception is wrong. In this way, by hearing, I had, in the meantime, some opportunity came to my life, my family, and I entered the school in the past. The soft one. Whenever anything is told to them, it is in the scriptures, they very carefully they come to listen to it. But if this is coming from Aurobindo, Vivekananda, Ramakrishna, Gandhi, Ramana, somebody will reject it. No time to use. No time to waste to hear all this. But any reference to any scripture, yes, what do you say? That's attracted me most. From the devout appreciation in them for the scripture, for the reason, what was in me, perhaps in sleeping position. Gradually I found the real meaning of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, for which already I had great appreciation and reverence. I found that they are not outside this. And the Chaitanya Bhagavat is the highest offense. And Chaitanya is all these things. Then I entered in. And that misunderstanding I had gradually cleared. And then I converted. So much so that even the senior men used to tell me what Prabhupada has said, please repeat it. And I repeat it because it is what I heard from Prabhupada and them. And they are satisfied. And this I came to such a position that in the generally the agitated section and began to say that Sridhar Maharaj can represent the things very well. And as Suj came, he also repeated the same thing. The very concise form, the very substance he can represent without any excitement. There are some who when you say something, they show the signs of excitement. But in the sober temperament, I have to deliver the substance with very less words. That was my appreciation generally came from others. But I was not very pushing, not forward, rather hanging behind. That was my not to go ahead, but to let a place on the back, not in the front. That was my sitting there. And I'm more busy for my own realization to how, what are the meanings of the different slokas of Bhagavatam, Chaitanya. I may remain here, but generally I meditate on the meanings of the astral flow and get some new illumination of Santana and understand the meaning of the higher things. So this way I was talking about the Swami Maharaj, I first came across him in Allahabad when he was the agent of Kashi Ghosh and Bengal Prince. And then on Bandar Mask also I had his company for a long time. But the real company I had of him in Calcutta after the departure of Guru Maharaj. I opened a center there and then the next he was living in a building and the underground there was a laboratory and in the first floor, four rooms, that was I took some leaves from him and stayed there for some time. And he used to come almost every day and we had discussion about the many teachings of Bhagavad Gita, you know. And surrounding other things also. But mainly on the basis of Bhagavad Gita, we are discussing with me. And this Govinda Maharaj was there for a room. And returning for some time was also a newcomer. Govinda Maharaj was very much liked by Swami Maharaj. As he mentioned, that I saw him as my child. I just know him. That is my connection. And from my devotion in Gaudiya Mahatma. After 43 years, once I went back to my native place, this there for 4 nights and then came back. Now, of course, they are constructing a building there. And come home. goes and goes, goes and goes. He dies and goes. Goes and goes. Lies. The Srimad Bhagavat is the last gift of Bhagavad, who has generally the master of the Jesus of all the scriptures, including the compilation of the Vedas, systematically to classify them. The whole thing then becomes from him. But his last gift is Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Mahaprabhu took the teaching of that Bhagavatam and distributed to the length and width of this divine Srimad. And fortunately we have come within the fold of him. And in our own misery, trying to live the life, waiting for our death. I need it, I need it. So many bacteria help me. That come, as I was saying, from this circle, one by one they have the body. And there is still a remnant of life, still continuing. In the last moment you have no come up of so many religious nature that present to you. It is a miracle. That is goes and goes, goes and goes, goes. Yes. Mandalila. Goes and goes, goes and goes, goes and goes, goes and goes.
Thank you. Yesterday, you said you would tell us what thank you means.
What?
Thank you. Talking about customs.
Thank you. Then, have you explained that?
No.
My viewpoint to them?
Not really.
Thank you. When you express such feeling to any other, that thank you, what is the button, what is at the root of such expression as thank you? Expression of gratitude, thank you. It's always a background of the person who gives thanks, his symbolic interest. My interest is that is helped in a particular way. So I feel gratitude. I thank you. I have got my several things, several positions. But that should not be the nature of a devotee. But I have got no separate interest. No separate interest. I hear if I can receive anything as grace or as zeal or knowledge, anything, that rather try to absorb me in that one whole interest. One whole interest. So I have no words. I only feel that I am being one with the to the person whom presently I am going to thank. Right? I have got my favorite interest, favorite injury, favorite position, and I gain something from the other party, I still thank them. So thank God. There is in Christianity, or in Bible, thank God is such word is to be found there. Thank God. It is currently the Brahman who stole it here, the Rabindranath and others. He has given so many benefits to us, this earth, the arts, the solution, the food. So we are bound to thank him. Thanking means maintenance and development of some individual peace of life. But we don't want to have an individual position. We want to merge in other things, in the interest of the Lord. Okay? So the thanking, when I hear, so I get some knowledge from a Vaishnava Guru, if I say, thanks for thanking you for that. No. Rather, I want that you will attract me more to be one in your family. Engage, try to, I shall be fortunate if you absorb me as one of your servants. In the section of your service, I want that, and mentality, our mentality should be that, right? I am receiving something, some benefit, and I am showing my gratitude to you. I am a separate entity. No. I rather want, I may be one dust of your feet, lotus feet. You please make me the dust of your lotus feet. We must go down to that thing. Instead of expressing our feeling of gratitude with our head. That's what I told the other day to some of you. Thank you. It does not feel right. And at least now, Thank you. What gratitude I may show in the Almighty, in change of what I receive. Received from the agent. The no magnitude of gratitude and the effort found in the world. So no question of thank you. Rather, it will increase our inner earnestness to become, as I told the preacher, the dust of the holy feet. That should be our hankering. Hearing the news of my home, I shall be eager to go to the home like a madman. Not severity, one interest, common interest. Common interest. It hears such in my ear, but I do not know really what is the dedicated meaning of thank, word thank. I will generally come to know the speech, and that basis I am telling you to thank. Gong hum bol, है तुमने वो चाय जो ले ली ने फाटिंग किया था तो एक मत पक्षर में जस्तु गुरुशिष्य हृदय प्रसिद्ध नास्तिका द्रव्यम देवदत्ता सूर्य कोटेशन फॉर दो वी फाइंड दैट ओनली वन वर्ड द गुरु टीच टू हिज डिसिपल एकम अति अक्षरम one letter, ekam api akkharam, just the guru, shishya nirvaya, has confessed that to the disciple. Prasiddhan nastita drabbam, in this broad and this wide body, there is nothing by giving which he may clear that debt. Jagdaktasu or in Bhavit. He can clear the debt of that only one word, one letter word. Let us read in sixth class. Ekamati yokharam jastu guru shishen vedai prajibhyan nastita drabbam jagdaktasu or in sa shishya or in Bhavit. All enemies. But take this mantra, everything will be converted into your friend. Such a change will come. One letter, Vaikam of Yokharam, just a beauty, same way that. Prahidhyan nastita drabbam jaddatta sa arimbhavet. Arimbhavet. Gumshuribho. What's the time?
9:25.
Gumshuribho, 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 Gumshuribho. Dwarka is a position of Krishna, is above Ajodhya, and between Ajodhya and Mathura. Vaikuntha Janitu Vada Madhubani. Lakshmi Narayan is in Vaikuntha. In the plane of worshipping with splendor and the grandeur, Lakshmi Narayan. Ajodhya is better than that. Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Narayan. Why? In Lakshminara, in Vaikuntha, no father, no mother, or neither of Narayana nor of Lakshmi Devi. They are at the extremity, not in the center. The Vatsalya Rasa Sadhis, Vatsalya Rasa, Sakha Rasa, Madhura Rasa, in the real sense, may not be found there. So half rasa, half type of rasa to the students there. Rasu Visha, Rasamitamuti, Rasasal Bhagavan, Sakti Janandam, Janandam Muttiman, that this variable nature of Ananda is not to be found in Vaikuntha. So if you go to Ramachandam and Ajodhya, we find Vatsalya Rasa there. But Madhura Rasa is not distributed there extensively. Ekapatni Dhar Sita only Ramchandra perfectionist wife and meeting the pressure of the law is there. And I'm still under the pressure of the law. Narrowed down. So from there we'll have to Dwaraka. There also we find that Krishna in different rasas is being worshipped. The devotees have got a brother chance of serving him in different ways. And he is more free, not a prey in the hand of the laws of the world. Raja Pashupati Ranjana, that he is to sacrifice even his heart and the truth to the false opinion of his subject. So there is no tree there in Dwaraka, and we can serve the three masters, and the prospects are also violated in nature, less sensitive. From there, we have to come to Mathura, Mathura Mandal Vrindavan. The Krishna there will find more comprehensive, more free, autocratic, and free from the contamination of the grandeur and politics, all these things. Vidagdha Madhav and Vyodita Madhav. More duty to conjugal life than the state politician we find Krishna in Vrindavan. And more accessible and intense conviction of love and affection to young people in that place. And the full pipe rasa can be sought and get, of course, of serving attitude there, and they were very extensive distribution of that. And he is in full youth, in the rising youth, that is the highest position of energy of any type, and that of freedom. And something is added there as parokya. Parokya does not in my position, not belongs to me. Couched with this sentiment. My son, but there is some doubt. Some say, no, he is not your son, to Yashoda. And there is a consort with also, not their own lawful husband, but Patin Patina Anupalamam Parastha. The husband of the husband, the master of the master, master of all, to have connection with death, and still a shadow is maintained that he is not your lawful master. So very, very rare, the meeting would be very rare, and pressed by so many unfavorable circumstances. Only heart's connection, whenever a meeting, the most intensified, because there is meeting is very rare, and they are also blamable by the society and also by the scripture. Still, I can't help. So most intense and the purest of the pure affection, only love, even crossing all the opinions of the atheist, of the higher, lower, everyone. So, Mahabhakta, Mahaprabhu says, Goswami, they, with scientific arguments, they are proving that this stuff, the love is most intensified only under this condition, and this is that is connected with the Lord, we can gain, we may be the gainer in the highest position, highest degree. In this, that is in Vrindavan also, there is gradation. In Vrindavan, in Madhura Rasa, there are many, in Rasavira, etc. That is also a general position. Then selected group in Govardhana, that is greater. Their wiser expression of the heart to heart in Govardhana. And in Radhakunda, that is the highest position. When only the Radharani with his own group, confidential group, he approaches to serve Krishna. And the Krishna is in full fledged love, comes to cooperate with her service to the service. In this way, the development in the Christic area has been shown to us. And we have to, fortunate enough, we can appreciate in our gradual process the intimacy given by Mahaprabhu in Bhagavatam and in Goswami Shastra. If one has got Shraddha, faith, sincere, then they can appreciate and understand and appreciate and the hope of realization of such agony of one's prospect. Vaikuntha jantu vara madhupuri taprati rasutsavad vrindavanam udarupani ramana taprati guvardhana राधा कुंड मिहापि गोकुल पते श्रीमान तत्प्रावना उज्जात सुजात तीर्थ श्रीमान श्री ओम श्लोक रिजर्वेशन आई हैव सीन हाउ थिंग्स आर डेवलपिंग सचित आनंद देन आनंद आनंद ऑल्सो डेवलप्स इन दिस वे सेल्फ गिविंग According to the degree of self-surrendering, one can hope to attain the highest quality of taste of the Lord, that is Krishna, the absolute rasa. According to the degree of surrendering, the surrendering is reaches the highest quality when it crosses, and it crosses all the environment, opposition come out of the environment. And even from the ordinary objection of the so-called good association, just like Shastra and the Samaj, the guardians, the family, Vedisha, they also cannot appreciate their support. Rather, they are of enmity nature, crossing all those to surrender to whom? Not the ordinary member, but to the center of the center. Adherence, crossing all sorts of considerations of laws and rules, free surrender to the highest surrender. Faithfulness to show faithfulness to the king, even crossing the laws of the country. There is law, but if anyone crossing the law, existing law, does some service to the king, then he is considered to be the, in the highest confidential circle. Agyāri-vagunāṁ dosāṁ, mayādiṣṭhāṁ apiṣṭhatāṁ, ধর্মান সৌন্দর্য যস্তদ্বান মাঙ্গলী উৎসত সপ্তম এই যে বেস্ট অফ দি ডিভোটি হু হু ইজ লর্ড আই ইন দি শাস্ত্র আই হ্যাভ গিভেন ফর জেনারেল পার্সন বাট হু ক্যান ক্রস দ্য সো কল্ড লর্ড দ্যাট আর meant only for the general public and it comes to me at the risk of the violator of the law comes to my service, he is considered to be the highest type of service. That king is above the law. The Lord, Supreme Lord, is above law. Law meant only for the ordinary type of people. Law is necessary. Law when normal thinking, there are no necessity of law. In a family, there is generally no law. But when the unity of the family decays, then necessity of law. So also, law means vitiated plane. The law is necessary. In the plane of affection, no necessity of any law. The law. So after crossing, without caring any law, law only binds us so that we may not go led, we may not be led astray. But when I want to go to the good side, the law should help me. And law has got also its limit of jurisdiction. And even crossing that, I shall go to my Lord, to my Master. Why should come any law? Law will come to excite me in my service, to impress me in the service of my Lord. Very helpful to that. Automatic attraction. The innermost attraction for the highest purity, that is the highest qualification, automatic qualification. Does not want any recognition from the outside people. That is its own reward. The internal highest attraction, the intense, most intense attraction for the truth, for the absolute good, that is its own certificate. It does not want any certificate from the outside. Independence. But it must be for the absolute good, that is, to be one among all from the Dua. And that progress is good, but progress in the wrong direction is not good. Progress in the right direction, that is appreciable. That is good. That is also. Progress towards the absolute, that should be of absolute nature, not dependent of anything else. That is quite tricky. Any question?
I have one question about Jaya and Vijaya.
Jaya and
Jaya
Vijaya.
Jaya
Vijaya.
Because
they are outside. There is thought of that Vaikuntha Dar, that is a vulnerable position in itself always. One thing.
Yes.
And more than that, even in Goloka we find they are casting curses to one another and they coming down here as is mentioned in Purana. Mm-hmm. There's a plague. That should be taken as plague. for he is Bhagavatic Prema, but there is no Venam. Just as in a drama, in a play, one is abusing another, another is killing, but all show, only Lila. It is like that. And he has explained these things, but no Venam. All enjoyment. Like a drama. Producing enjoyment. Drama is meant to produce enjoyment. And the feeling of misery, that is also maybe enjoyable. You see, our sweetest sense of those that tell of saddest things. So we can enjoy the painfulness also. Someone innocently but suffering from some pain, we enjoy. Because it is blessed by morality or goodness, then we enjoy. There's so much painfulness, so much misery, but the background is religious form. It's truth. Suffering for the truth. Suffering for the country's cause, as we generally think. We appreciate. There's so much suffering for the good of the many, for the good of the country. We enjoy. And sometimes we are enticed to take that position. That sort of suffering I want. Suffering for such good cause, I want that suffering. I want to partake that. Yeah, to be a sadhana. So there is some underlying happiness. Otherwise, why one feels tendency to share the joy of a suffering person? Because that's the truth. So whatever is to be found in the plane of Vaikuntha, the joy is there. Because it's the perfect plane, everything is shown. So, that as drama is shown for the gratification of all, so also that dynamic, automatic, dynamic movement in the Leela for the producing happiness of different types, varied, not always eliminated. There's a little pungent we want to taste. Sometimes it seems more, but still we can't believe it. Many other things. But ultimately, it produces happiness. Happiness. So sceneries, painful sceneries can produce happiness. Yeah, that of no question, all happiness. And the question of joy, the joy, they are just in the bhaj, in the gate of Vaikuntha. They came and their reinstation was guaranteed. That is also a part of Leela. No harm. So none of the apprehensions, we may have no apprehension that our safety is in danger. If from the gate of Vaikuntha one may be enticed, there is some room of retaliation. So how that can be a prospect for us all? No such apprehension. The guardian, vigilant eye is there. So to endanger oneself under the vigilant eye of guise of the guardian, eye of the guardian, is no painful. That comes within the jurisdiction of the Leela, and not karma, not action, not enjoying or suffering. Above that, there is a stage of feeling which is about enjoyment and suffering. is gone. Just as in the drama. Leela. That is Leela. Not for necessity, but automatically. All right, we will stop here today.
Just with confidence that I mean.
Whole faith is much repentance than to accept another. Accept another. Hare.
When we go through
other considerations there may be, they pressed by, influenced by friends, I had to do what propaganda or tactical propaganda made me to submit to such a place. I could not get sufficient time to judge for my own benefit. Abruptly, anyhow, it happened. There may be so many things to consider, but on the whole, it is not a very happy thing. And I should be blamed for that. My faith, my previous cosmosity or anything, that took me to a place to give the highest respect, and now I find that it should not be given any respect. If you will be held responsible, that the disciple will be mainly responsible. His faith is part of me. Is exploited in such a wrong way. You should have to repent for that, and not to believe his own self so abruptly. Why I was led to such a position? That is very unfortunate, most unfortunate, that I was misled. It is to be considered like that. The very subtle and very delicate point is concerned. The most delicate point of one. In the progress of one spiritual life, that is a great disaster. May not come from your heaven. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Lord, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. What is your letter? Dog. Within his staff, assistant?
Within his staff.
He's an American. Gold, holy gold. The holy name Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned about the to give up one's present guru
time to check after select another. You know that have you come to come across to that? Have you got Bhajanam Chintamani with you?
I have it not with, I have it at the place where we are staying, yes. I can bring that sometime.
You have to show to him, you are asking the question in connection with that.
Jayadvaita Maharaj also, he feels very warm. He has a very warm, compassionate attitude towards all the devotees. He is very, he speaks very highly of you.
How did he come to know about me? How
well,
did he come?
I played some tapes in Vrindavan to him. And also, Bhakti Chaudhary Maharaj brought him here. Supanam Jivanamrita, was it published by our Srila Prabhupada previous to his going to America?
Of course. Supanam Jivanamrita long before.
Long
before. It was published. And the Madam's mother, she paid up the money for that. Krishna. Krishna paid for that. She holds it and it was made by her.
Our Srila Prabhupada, helped Tenet in Calcutta. What part did he play in having a Tenet? What part did he play? How did he help in printing the book?
In which way did Swami Maharaj participate to print your book?
This book?
Yes.
No, we have no connection at all with the book. I was living in a house there. I was taking this cooking room, the kitchen. There was a hot cottage. I was living there. And one boy came from Khulna district. He helped me to create gifts for the compilation of this book. And mostly, I had to give up. So, two or three more gentlemen did at that time with me. One is Sinananda Brahmachari, another Ashram Maharaj. And they were established in 33 or so, and they left me by 59 or 49. So, the collection, compilation by myself, and that boy helped me in copying the shloka. And the printing matter, that Nityananda Brahmachari, he took some pains to print the paperwork and proofreading. The Swamiji Maharaj also helped in proofreading. He was a good proofreader. The Swamiji Maharaj is still living in Calcutta. He is a good scholar in Sanskrit also. Books, all Sanskrit, pure. Krishna Samhita, Tattva Sutram, Amnaya Sutram, Padma Sita, commentary. Jayaprakasha Maharaj not returned from America till now? Have you got any?
I have one question.
One question.
Abhijit said, the Rogi who is not perfectly pure, he can attain the pulsar of Dhruvaloka planet. And then it stated in Bhagavatam that Dhruvaloka Maharaj became the perfect devotee, and that the Dhruvaloka is supposed to be the spiritual planet within the material universe. So I want to know, what is the nature of the devotional service? What level of purity or what level of devotional service is there in the Dhruvaloka planet?
What is this question? That cannot be a very, the service of very higher type. What we find, what stage of devotion we find in Dhruva, we expect that that sort of service is being rendered there in Dhruva Loka. But when we have to calculate according to degree of intensity or from the standpoint of quality, the bhakti of Dhruva, that was considered to be lower in comparison with that of Pearl Harbor. Dhruva.
he had some objection, ordinary aspiration, or what is it saying? For when he enters into bhajan. But that thing was eliminated at last. But that is the stage of a beginner in Shuddha Bhakti, not on the higher stage. Samadhidasi tapasi sthituham tan praptamam deva munindra gucham kacham dikinnam abhidit paratmam samin kisatursi varamana jati. And he began his answer to satisfy Narayana according to the advice of Mahadeva Sri Narada. His motive was to get back the kingdom of his father. Mahadeva says, when I found you just before me, I feel such a charm of your personality that no longer I have got any aspiration for any kingdom, etc. Because I came to search for some glass, and now I have fortunately got some gem, some diamond. So I no longer want to that class for which I began my renunciation. So he was reckoned as a devotee of Narayana. But maybe class to that of Samsara Rasa, no trace of service of any clear type is seen in his life. Prahlad also says that I am also engaged in Samsara Rasa. The next higher is manifested from Hanuman, Dasya Rasa. Then Sukha Rasa and the others upward. So Dhruva Maharaj means he is another devotee of Santa Rasa, the beginner's class. So there, under his influence, the bhakti, another devotion's first stage is to be found there. We can expect. You follow?
Yes. Maharaj,
yes.
You had once said that if we accept Krishna, then automatically we must accept Balaram, we must accept Radharani, and so many other personalities.
Yes.
So if we accept our Guru, Srila Prabhupada, then it seems very natural that we would accept his close associates also.
Yes.
I was hoping maybe you could elaborate on that.
But the associates, maybe of different classes. The journal associates, and also beginners from this life. So a degree of affinity towards him, accordingly, they will be classified. The associates should be considered to be associates so long as he is
within the bound of his attraction, there is affection. And when his attraction is sin, to deviate from that position, this would be health. And in spite of that, if they go heavy, they should be rejected. It is a living thing, not a dead one, very bad. But generally we shall try to maintain this, that he has got his associates, and if he is full, one with them. That should be our nature of thinking. But if we find, unfortunately, the associates are being dissociated in quality, then to maintain the real the high position of Guru as well as our purity of our faith, we have to deal accordingly. The principle is great, he has come with a mission, and that mission, that is the center to measure him. That test should be put here and there, and those that pass that test, they will be thought about the whole thing, they will be rotten. The eternal associates, no deviation can be expected there. But temporary associates, the newcomers, there may be some defects, and we shall do justice to that, looking at the real ideal for which Guru Maharaj came here to be a seva. That should be our observation. Am I clear? Guru Maharaj means something. He came what for, what to give. And if we can realize his gift, for which we have all come around him, then according to the degree of that gift, the greatness of the gift, we shall regulate our behavior and stuff. Whom to be kind and whom to show devotion, veneration, affection. With justice in his paraphernalia. Someone we have to hear, someone we have to be kind, someone we have to serve the same land, and this way we shall submit. The standard will be his advice, his words, his instruction, and his ideas. That will be the standard of our behavior. It is a living thing, not a dead one.
Quality increases in the quantity will decrease.
This is a general law.
General law.
Denotation increases and connotation decreases. Connotation increases, denotation decreases.